Leviticus chapter 26. You shall not make idols for yourselves, and you shall not set up a fashioned image or a statue for yourselves, and you shall not place any stone sculpture in your land at which to worship, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and fear my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rain in its seasons, and the land will yield its produce, and the tree of the field will yield its fruit. And your threshing season will last until the vintage, and the vintage will last until the sowing season, and you will eat your bread to satiety, and you will dwell in safety in your land. And I will give you peace in the land, and you will lie down, and there will be no one to make you afraid. And I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not pass through your land. And you will pursue your enemies, and they will fall to the sword before you. And 5 of you will pursue 100 of them, and 100 of you will pursue 10,000 of them, and your enemies will fall to the sword before you. And I will turn to you, and I will make you fruitful, and I will make you increase, and I will set up my covenant with you. And you will eat old produce of a previous season, and you will bring out the old on account of the new to go in. And I will put my tabernacle in your midst, and my being will not loathe you. And I will walk around in your midst, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, saving you from being their slaves, and I broke the bars of your yoke, and I enabled you to walk upright. But if you do not heed me, and do not do all these commandments, and if you reject my statutes, or if your being loathes my regulations, so as not to carry out all my commandments, so that you break my covenant, then I, for my part, will do this to you. I will visit you with dread, with tuberculosis, and with burning fever, consuming the eyes, and wasting the body, and you will sow your seed in vain, and your enemies will eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you will be struck down before your enemies, and those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. And if you will not hear me even after these things, then I will punish you more, 7 times for your sins. And I will break your stiff pride, and I will make your sky as iron and your earth as copper, and your strength will be expended in vain, and your land will not yield its produce, and the tree of the land will not yield its fruit. And if you walk in opposition to me, and you are not willing to hear me, then I will add a blow to you 7 times according to your sins, and I will send the wild animals onto you, and they will bereave you of children, and they will destroy your cattle, and reduce you, and your roads will be desolate. And if despite these things you will not be corrected by me, and you walk in opposition to me, then I too will walk in opposition to you. And I for my part will strike you 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword over you, avenging the cause for vengeance of the covenant. And when you are gathered in your cities, I will send a plague into your midst, and you will be given up into the hand of the enemy. When I break your supply of bread, and 10 women bake your bread in 1 oven, and they dispense your bread by weight, you will eat, but you will not be satisfied. And if despite this you will not hear me, and you walk in opposition to me, then I will walk in angry opposition to you, and I for my part will punish you 7 times for your sins. And you will eat the flesh of your sons, and you will eat the flesh of your daughters, and I will destroy your idolatrous raised sites, and I will cut off your sun images, and I will put your carcasses on the carcasses of your idols, and my being will abhor you. And I will make your cities a desolation, and I will devastate your sanctuaries, and I will not smell your sweet fragrance. And I will devastate the land, and your enemies who inhabit it will be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the Gentiles, and I will draw the sword after you, and your land will become a scene of devastation, and your cities will become a desolation. Then the land will take pleasure in its Sabbaths, all the days of its devastation, and you will be in a land of your enemies. Then the land will rest and take pleasure in its Sabbaths. It will rest for all the days of its devastation, the time for which it didn't rest on your Sabbaths, when you were dwelling in it. And as for those that remain among you, I will bring faintness into their hearts, in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a leaf being driven about will pursue them, and they will flee as when fleeing from the sword, and they will fall when there is no one pursuing. And a man will stumble against his brother as if running away from the sword, when no one is pursuing, and you will not have the ability to make a stand before your enemies. And you will perish among the nations, and the land of your enemies will devour you. And those of you who remain will waste away in their iniquity in the lands of your enemies, and they will also waste away in the iniquities of their fathers with them. Then they will confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers in their treachery, when they dealt treacherously against me, and also when they walked in opposition to me. So I in turn will walk in opposition to them, and I will bring them into the land of their enemies, to see whether then their uncircumcised heart will be humbled, and whether they will accept their iniquity. But I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and I will also remember my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. So the land will be forsaken by them, and it will take pleasure in its Sabbaths, while it is desolate because of them. And they will accept their iniquity, because and for the reason that they rejected my regulations, and their inner self loathed my statutes. But despite even this, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, and I will not loathe them to the point of making an end of them, so breaking my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. And for their sake I will remember the covenant with their ancestors, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the Gentiles, to the intent that I would be God to them. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and the regulations and the laws which the Lord instituted between himself and the sons of Israel at Mount Sinai through the intermediacy of Moses.